So are we going to need to enact the 15-minute rule or not?
No.
I think I'm good.
Good.
No.
Good. Thanksgiving!
The new game is going to be who breaks it first.
Yeah.
That's going to be the game tonight.
Oh, that person needs to do a shot.
Yes.
No, that person's driving me home. That person doesn't need to do a shot.
One shot. Oh, wait.
we do have a plethora to choose from.
We don't know what my tolerance is like. One shot could knock me out.
Yeah, and I'm not
you
driving.
That's okay. That's okay. The root beer will counter it.
Does it
burrito.
Do that?
What are the green ones?
Apple.
Apple.
Oh. Are they all yours?
I mean, she bought them.
Do you want one?
There are three of us drinking.
I thought you said you weren't drinking.
I can have one. Well, if I have one shot now, that'll be fine because we're going to be here for a while.
10 shots later.
And
you're justifying this to me like I told you you couldn't drink. You're like, I'm not
explaining.
Drinking tonight. I'm not drinking tonight. I thought you said you weren't
but
drinking.
I can't.
Well, I can have one now. I don't give a shit.
I just can't drink a whole lot. I can have one now because by the time we leave, I'll be okay.
I thought it was a medication.
As soon as I walk like into Adam's house, I'm like two fists in it for like an hour.
Yeah.
Then I just stop.
You stop. You crap out all the booze. Good to go.
You're going to want to pour that into something.
I am.
Alex. Oh, yeah.
Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because otherwise it'll take a minute and a half to come out of that bottle.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I was like, are you telling her how to drink?
No.
Alex?
An expert.
Yeah.
I'm telling her not to...
Are you mansplaining to her?
I'm telling her not to make a hydrodynamic mistake. I feel like that is within my realm.
What's going on here?
I do a decent job getting drunk out by myself. Thank you.
I don't know. I can't tell anybody how to drink. But I can tell you that tiny...
Here.
Well, that...
Smell this.
Is
2 millimeter wide neck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It makes it really hard.
So you want that. He got a nose full of it.
He's like, huh?
Do you actually want that?
Here.
I gave my...
No.
There it is.
My cat tried Fireball once.
Oh.
It was her choice.
Now you get the sneezes, don't you?
She did not like it.
Oh, Panda, that was all over my leg.
Yeah, he sneezes very wet.
Yeah, he does.
That's what you're smelling.
I don't like it.
Nothing for you, buddy. Get down. We're not playing this game anymore. There you go. Get it out. You got some more in there?
Fuck this trash can, Tony.
Yeah.
Are we recording? Because we've literally not been saying anything.
Well, see, the nice thing is this recording, I'll truncate the silence on. Not like the last one. 12 minutes of silence throughout the course of the recording.
It's pretty hard.
That was rough. So hopefully this will be the last recording. Did you just shoot that?
You doing okay over there?
Not really. Get down.
What?
I went the wrong way.
What is the fucking disaster this evening? We get in, Lena assaults Panda, fucking Alex destroys the refrigerator, Qdoba doesn't have any fucking vegetables, now Lena's dying from the alcohol she said she couldn't drink, but then yelled at me because I was like, I thought you said you weren't drinking. Panda's got the sneezes. Alex is going to have to do a shot. It's a fucking disaster.
Vodka sneezes.
How are we going to get to the bar to pick up Skanks at this rate?
It's gonna be a long string.
Yeah.
The road so far. That is the best part about Supernatural. That's what the recaps are. The road so far, and then they all always said it. Carry on, Wayward Son. It's just like
I just need to music say
video from last season.
Is the shit.
Yeah, shit. You know the best thing about it, it goes on sale after the holidays too.
Kids,
yeah.
Can I have some?
Yeah.
What is all this?
Oh, you're using the bottle.
Did you see?
It's warm.
It gets served at Thanksgiving at my mom and dad's house as kids' wine.
My mom gets it especially for me. at Thanksgiving.
She doesn't want you to drink?
No.
Oh. Hey, Kayla, did you see the stuff, dick eyeliner thing?
Wait. I've seen the dick lipstick.
The look on Kayla's face was...
Wait, is it eyeliner for dick eyes?
No, it's the eyeliner. You just, like, the balls are over here, and then you just draw a dick.
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's a thing.
I thought about sending it to you. I wasn't entirely sure. The drawings were not really as artistic as I would expect from your level.
I'm going to look.
Your level.
Her level.
Man, Lena's already fucking trashed. Everybody hears it, right? Everyone hears it, right? Okay.
She's going to start telling stories soon.
Oh, Jesus.
No dick jokes, please.
Yeah.
All right, are we going to start this episode or what?
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Lena.
This is Alex. This is Kayla.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Preachers. What the fuck was that about?
Just continuing the trend of the train wreck that is tonight.
Wow.
For this girl's amazing cut crease shadow.
Wait, did you find it?
I found a couple. Okay. The dick she drew on her eye is subpar.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I draw better dicks at night than trivia.
I mean, it's not great, but...
That's weird.
Yep. I was going to send it to Kayla.
That is weird.
Look, I guess, look me in the dicks.
My dicks are up here. I don't like the trend that's been going on with drawing stuff on your eyes. Like, around Halloween, it was about, like, knives. Like, drawing knives with blood, like, in my eye. That's okay.
I did see the candy cane eyeliner. Did you see that?
That was pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know about any of this.
Hey. Well.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm not following the right people.
Yeah. Apparently not.
Tony, what are we talking about next week? Let's just...
Next week, we're going to talk about the movie we were supposed to talk about last week.
Ah, fuck. That means I have to watch it.
So what are we talking about?
I already have watched it. And I have things to say about it. But that's for next week.
When don't you have things to say about anything?
Never. That's why we've done this for 10-plus years.
Man, what if we watch a movie sometime and we just have nothing to talk about?
Spoiler. Oh, when that happens, we talk about other things
for
an hour.
Other stuff?
I bet we can find an example of that in the last 5 episodes.
Last week. The last episode.
Am I supposed to take this off? Or is it supposed to stay?
I would keep that on just because
it's going to get sticky.
Does it eat out the bottom?
It'll eat out the bottom if you leave the liquid in there too long.
Oh.
It'll eat out the bottom
What's
if you
it?
Leave it in there too long.
Listen.
What's it?
There was what no it. It.
Yeah, what is it?
What is it?
It is what you make
fucking,
of it.
No. What is... Oh, the name of the band.
Live. No.
No, it's...
God damn it.
Epic.
Faith
No More.
Faith No More.
God damn it.
Epic is the song.
Epic is the song.
Faith No More is the band, yeah.
I just went through this trivia shit yesterday. Do we have to do it again?
No one's asking you.
When I was in high school, I was a junior in high school, we had this project because they were big on us utilizing the technology that was available to us at the school because they had like a bunch of grants for technology. And anyway, but we had to make these videos in our history class and they were supposed to be like, our video was supposed to be about certain events that happened like in history. It was awesome and really interesting, but I was in charge of putting the video together because as like not into school as I was, everyone else in my group was even less interested in getting a passing grade.
Standard group project dilemma.
Right, so
the person that actually wants a semi-decent grade does
all the work.
Yeah, somehow in this historical video I crammed in like 3 minutes of that song Epic and my friends just horsing around like this slow-mo of one of my friends like jumping over another person's head like to the song.
So
I got an A.
You said you did that in your junior year.
Mm-hmm.
The song came out at the end of my senior year.
Which was 89?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the year I was born.
The year you were born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I love Faith No More. Well, specifically, I love that song. I really don't know much.
There's not a whole lot more to
that. There is that song.
there's that, and I think like one other.
Yeah.
Because were they the ones that did the cover of? Because I don't remember now. Mike Patton, the lead singer, used to.
Jesus, you know the name of the lead singer?
I was reminded because I'm looking at their Wikipedia page. Shit. He used to, he and the band didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And they would start playing songs, like, without telling him what they were going to play. And make him sing them. Like, and sometimes they weren't their songs.
That's song play. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You want to play me like this?
I can see us.
I don't know. How talented a musician do you think you are?
I can see us having done that to Eric.
I can see Eric just going.
Just start singing vagina.
Vagina. Eric, there's no F. There's no F, Eric. No. All right, so we're watching that whatever movie for next week.
Yeah.
Again?
Me Before You.
Me Before You. With
Neville Longbottom.
Daenerys Targaryen, Neville Longbottom, and Finnick.
We saw Ron Weasley in a music video last night.
We did see Ron Weasley.
I forgot that you had said that that Neville was in this, and Julie and I were watching the movie, and it's like, God damn it, is that boyfriend Neville? It's like, because he looks a lot like him, but he was moving constantly. Because that's just his character.
Yeah, he is moving.
Constantly, so. Like, hyper-moving. It's like,
yeah, it takes a lot of energy to fuck all those chicks.
So I had to look it up because it was like, God damn it, that's got to be him.
I did the same thing. I'm in the process of watching all the Harry Potter movies. I thought I'd seen the first three or four, but apparently I'd only seen one and three.
There's only about two you need to watch.
Well, we just rewatched the first two.
Just stop. They're all good.
And I've seen the third one, but I need to watch it again, but I've not seen anything past three.
As I've watched the Harry Potter movies for probably the fourth time.
We play them constantly in our house. That's
it?
That's not a joke.
I find myself getting more and more disappointed by how much they butchered the movies.
Because I'm also constantly playing the audiobooks. Like, it's one or the other playing in our house.
Yeah.
You guys need to move on to a new series.
The sixth one?
No, you
and
need.
And the eighth one.
You need to move on.
Those are hard.
The movies?
Yeah.
I don't like some of the characters in the book.
The sixth
one is a good movie if you take the name Harry Potter off of it and don't try to watch it in the context of the rest of the mythology. It's not a bad movie, but it is not the movie that the book was.
No.
It is not the story that the book presented.
No, it wasn't. It was a half measure, Tony.
It was a
half measure because they tried to wean out on the ending so that they could do a bigger finale.
They also took the mystery out of it.
The big finale was awful. The big finale was terrible.
Which movie was the Triwizard?
Four.
The fourth one. There was so much good stuff that happened in the book that they just removed, and they tried to like ramp up that scene with the dragon for like 15 minutes. And in the book, that was like two pages.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's how film adaptations work.
I don't know.
The fight at the end of five in the Ministry of Magic between Dumbledore and Voldemort. Mm-hmm. Like in the book, that fight is amazing. Like,
it's glorious.
Where he uses the statues as like this very poignant equality of all the magical creatures as a defense against Voldemort's bigotry. Like a literal physical defense. Like, that is a very poignant scene. And then they just like, oh, let's use a big fireball. It wasn't the fucking point.
They fucked that scene.
They also changed the whole ending to the series, which was really obnoxious.
Breaking the wand?
No, not that. I don't want to spoil it for Lena. They ruined the ending because they take away...
We can talk about it more when Lena finishes watching it.
When she's passed out.
Yeah, when Lena passes out from that shot, she just...
Really?
Oh, it should make Risk Legacy interesting later.
When Lena's passed out?
Yeah.
I'll control your troops.
Who's Alex going to attack them?
You all suck. All
right, anyway.
Alex is just going to play his own game there. Right hand is going to attack left hand now.
Nothing?
What?
Not going to springboard off of that into anything?
I don't know what word.
All right.
I don't know where I would go with that.
Is that your third shot?
Mm, Yes.
Tony's got the not working outsies.
Tony's got the not having shit to do tomorrow disease.
That's fair.
I don't have to be at my parents till like 3.
Listen, I don't want to ask a lot of questions. Because this is a dark road for me to go down.
Uh-oh.
You were talking to my mom about Thanksgiving?
I just asked her if I could bring anything or what time I should be there. Oh, are you coming? There. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we paranoid?
Nope.
Okay. There is no dark road.
What do I have to be paranoid about?
I don't know. Listen. I asked her if I could bring anything or if she...
It's already leaking.
And then what time? And she said 2. She said, I need to check with Adam, but I think it's 2. And then she said 2. I'm like,
okay. Yeah, I was there.
Oh, so and so that's actually really good. It's only 17%.
And I told her that's that I was going to bring some, I was going to make some truffles, chocolate truffles. And she said, ooh, there you go.
I actually just want to recap.
This is 30.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, oh, that's actually tasty. And then I realized it's not real alcohol.
All right, let's, look, can we talk about this movie,
especially
please?
Not compared to beer.
Can we talk about this movie, please?
What is there, sausage party?
Someone here needs to wrangle this fucking train wreck.
What is there to what? Talk about? Like this?
Do you never remember any Skanksgiving recordings ever?
No.
Then we've done it right.
No, I do not.
He's gonna get stuck in a.
What was last year's movie? That was my first Skanksgiving.
Kung Fury.
Oh God!
Like I forget
it's hard
that.
To top that.
Yeah,
it's yeah. Hard. I feel like
especially
this
playing
is...
on a loop.
You know
in
what
the
though?
Background
but you know what
thing.
Though? After last week. Everything's gonna be fine. This is going to be the palate cleanser from the last recording we've done. This is the palate cleanser.
Alex, nothing to contribute here?
No,
nothing.
Then you wanna?
I don't.
Then you wanna bust out Hacker Man?
I don't even know where to start with this movie. I didn't like this movie.
I just wonder. Really? I just wonder if yeah. Alex
Ooh.
Wants.
Oh my God,
the blue shot or the red shot.
So here's a fun story about this movie. I watched this movie.
Also an MRA reference.
On the plane to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
When I was sitting next to this baller grandma, who this bitch stone cold looked everyone in the eye who tried to sit down in the seat between us and told them, I'm saving this for my husband. Spoiler, there was no husband. She just straight lied down the fucking plane. And then the stewardesses. And then we just had a seat between us the whole ride. It was great. But then there was an extended fruit. There was an extended food fuck scene at the end of the movie. And then it became very awkward between us. Because it went on for a long time.
Yeah, it did.
I really like this movie.
It was
I really
so
like this movie a whole fucking
damn
lot.
Good. Oh my. It was awesome.
I wanted to not like this movie.
I wanted to not like it, especially after the first Red Band trailer I saw for it. So I saw the first Red Band trailer, and it was like, oh, this looks like an excuse for fruit and vegetables and other food products to say the word fuck in a cartoon. That's what the first trailer was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible. And then like the second and third trailer came out, and it's like, there might be something to this.
I didn't really know what to expect, but I spent most of the movie going, what the fuck are we watching? What is this? Oh my God.
Kayla, what'd you think?
I don't know. I don't know. I probably wouldn't watch it again.
I would probably not watch it again.
I would.
But I did enjoy it the one time I did watch it.
You too.
Like, there were funny parts to it.
Alright, Kayla killed Skanksgiving.
Teresa
it's
Tomica.
A lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was the best. They're watching
Listen,
the bun's little ass.
I can't say that... Like I can't chalk this up to me like disliking lowbrow humor because I like lowbrow humor.
You don't like food. It's because the main character was meat.
Soylent has ruined you,
Alex. You and your fucking vegan agenda over there.
I'm not vegan, but
Soylent has stolen your humor, your joy in life.
It's just
your anti-meat agenda over there.
Like, I didn't want to watch this movie because I thought it was going to be bad. And then after the first few minutes, I'm like, oh, this is so bad.
So did you watch it, though? Because you have a tendency to not watch movies that you think are going to be bad.
I didn't have... I mean, I watched part of this movie. The rest... When I wasn't watching this movie, it was because I was doing something for tomorrow. Like...
The one part I didn't catch, which I'm almost glad I didn't catch now, because he references it later in the movie, is... There's something to do with a juice box.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I sucked a juice box's dick.
Oh, yeah, I was washing a bowl when it happened, so...
And I was making whipped cream, so...
Yep.
He did that.
So did he, like, rape a juice box? Like...
Well, the juice box was dying anyway. Think of it like shooting
so
a
then
horse.
He sucked his... So
he sucked the
raped...
life out of him via his dick.
So the juice box was dying and he sucked his dick.
Yeah.
And gained strength.
To gain strength.
Douche strength. El douche.
Fucking Ruxin.
The douche.
The douche.
Being a douche was pretty great.
It's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, I like Nicole. I don't know. The food puns never got old for me either.
Yeah. I guess thought I'm they also would. Kind of tired of seeing Seth Rogen in this role, like
being Seth Rogen,
the guy that smokes pot role.
Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of his shtick. That's
I mean, Seth Rogen is also always like the socially conscious, like woke stoner, but it's kind of like I've seen you.
The only other role I've ever seen him in. Is the stoner that is also the producer of Preacher. I mean, that's, yeah.
That's a good role.
Oh, we got fucked up and read that comic book when I was in high school. Now we can have enough money to make the TV show. Pass the pipe.
I like that, that's, yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I liked it. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny throughout. I thought the messages of racism throughout were well done. I thought they played that well. I thought the sex scene at the end was funny as fuck.
That was hysterical.
It was a long sex scene.
The action
just
sequence
kept going.
The action sequence right before it was pretty good. The sex scene was excessive. Like just when you're like, oh, that it's still going.
Yeah,
it's still going.
It's yeah. still going.
Oh, that has to be the end.
And we saw it in the theater. No, so like, we were a captive audience. We wanted to see it. We went and paid money to see it. And so, like, we were so fully invested at that point. Like, it was just hilarious.
I was upset how much money I spent to rent this movie.
It was $5.
It was $5.
I believe I paid...
Because it's brand new.
Yeah. I paid $6. But I actually didn't because
did
I had the
Did you pay
Google
for the
points?
HD?
I did so because, thankfully, I didn't have to watch it on my little phone. I could... We hooked up my computer to their TV and watched it on a big screen. So that made me happy. I'm not to watch. I'm tired of watching this shit.
Yeah, so happy you had to get fucking trashed tonight. I'm not the one with a drinking problem over
look
here.
At that beer she's holding.
She did a shot. She's chasing it with beer. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck's happening over there.
It's Thanksgiving miracle.
I got drunk last weekend for realsies.
Me too.
We did too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you were in Seattle. I'm thinking the weekend.
It was the weekend.
No, I got drunk there, too. Don't
well,
worry.
I know, well. But I was thinking.
I figured that was a given.
Yeah, don't worry. I did that there, too. That's not... Spoiler. That's not a St. Louis exclusive. I do that
yeah,
everywhere
I
go. I thought
and
you guys were there
heat,
in spirit.
Finally. Yay.
Good.
We just had our furnace fixed, too.
Mm. I've.
To be fair, you haven't needed it until now.
Well, no, because I haven't had a heat. I like 3 days after I moved in, the heater like died, and as it turned out, the heat exchange had a big crack, so the whole thing had to be replaced. And it was just
so basically, you broke the heater.
I did not. It was a 10-year-old heater. It had been in the process of breaking. Oh,
what are you doing over there? You're killing that cup.
Oh my god!
It's got a crack in the side.
Oh my god!
What did you do to me, Tony?
And you're gonna talk about me?
Yeah.
No.
What?
She's getting drunk.
I
She's
wish
working
I,
it.
I yeah. wish I could.
I'm chasing this shot with beer.
Believe me,
hey,
I wish I could.
Wish in one hand, shit in the other, and see what you're holding.
You should have seen me at the election. Whoa. Converge. I'm not bringing up the P word. I just said election.
P word.
Penises.
Penises. That is one of the
No, you need a straw for that one.
That is one of the few downfalls about moving to Highland is that I have to drive here by myself when I can't drink.
We all make choices in life, and some of them aren't great.
Like you deciding to stay in Illinois. This godforsaken state.
This land. How are you just sipping it?
I had to sip it to get it, to get it off the top, otherwise it would pour all over me.
Like Kayla. It worked for her.
You see how she's shaming you, Tony?
Well, it didn't work for me because there's literally a crack.
There's a crack, yeah.
And it's dripping off the side.
Yeah, that's why I suggested you leave the bottom on it, just in case.
Yeah, but the bottom doesn't help the side.
So, we've expended all the discussion I have on Sausage Party.
They talked about religion.
And
all right,
sexual orientation.
Okay.
And race.
So here's the thing. I actually don't feel like a normal inclusive attitude to those is something that we should actually laud, because that should just be the fucking norm.
When they first started pointing out races, I felt super racist. I want to throw that out.
Yeah, that was the point.
I was like,
absolutely.
That was the point. They were pointing out racism.
I was like,
they were pointing out your racism.
Oh, Alex. Oh, God damn it.
Kind of like how Blazing Saddles does it.
No, Blazing Saddles is just fucking racist.
It's not.
It is. That movie's rough.
They had a black mayor. Racism was over.
We have a black president. Racism was over.
That's my point.
Wait.
What?
Who brought it up?
That's not politics.
Fuck it, it's
That's a reality. We have a black president.
We're on shot watch over here.
He bought shots. He hasn't put them on the table. He has them.
Oh.
Hey, buddy. Tony, I gotta... After they drop me off, I gotta drive my drunk ass to a bar. Clean up the dregs.
There was a bar right out the back door of my house. That's fantastic,
but does not help me.
There's like three bars.
Highland. Isn't Highland Clinton County?
No. It's...
Tony brought it up. Jesus.
Madison? Same thing as Collinsville.
Said Clinton.
I don't know. Tony Sutton.
Emails.
It is.
I thought Highland was Clinton County.
No.
Highest per capita alcohol consumption rate in the state of Illinois.
Holla.
With all those damn bars, it doesn't surprise me.
You know the highest per capita alcohol
Dick
city sucking. In Missouri is?
Highland?
Oh, Missouri. Branson.
Columbia?
That's not a surprise.
It's yes.
That is fucking Branson. Because you have to drink yourself to death to stay there for any period.
But it's
of time.
A dry county. It's a dry city.
Oh no, it's not. They have
Branson? No,
Stonehill Winery in the city.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, hold on. Do they not show R-rated movies? They do something weird.
That might be it because
they do something weird.
You and your kids can get drunk, but you can't watch R-rated.
Yeah.
Movies.
I mean, that's what I do. I get drunk and I can watch R-rated movies.
You can get drunk, but you can't see titties. Not in Branson.
Oh yeah, no strip clubs. There we go.
Strip clubs.
There we go.
Now you can shoot somebody in the face right in the street. Blood's fine.
Remember
Gore
when me and
okay.
Ben tasted wine at the winery?
Yeah,
we were like, oh, this is the worst.
Do you remember how I didn't push my glass forward until they got to the juice?
So we're at this wine racist, tasting, like this Jesus. Really fancy, like, and it's a room full of adults, like, obviously adulting adults.
Grown-ass people?
Yeah, and then there's us
what
three.
Are those?
Me and Ben are just like cringing every time. We're like, oh. So how it works is like you have your glass and then they announce like the wine they're going to serve for mm-hmm. a tasting. And then if you want it, you put your glass forward. So me and Ben are putting our glasses forward, but you can see the dread in our eyes. And then by the end of it, everyone in the room had caught on to what was happening. So they're all watching us.
He's like, and this is our sparkling blueberry juice.
And then we're like,
this is what I'm here for. Fuck yeah.
Ugh.
I love that he's like, this is
something Concord wine. This is the best wine in the state of Missouri. And it was like the driest wine.
No, there was something. It was a mixture of some other liquor and wine. And they're like, oh, this is super expensive. It's like a delicacy. And me and Ben were like, okay. And we're like, what the fuck did you guys just do to us? We were literally like angry. We're like, what the hell was that?
Yeah. And then.
So what I'm hearing is don't take you to a winery.
Yeah, I act a fool.
And then you guys tried to kill yourselves with hot sauce.
Yeah, I tried to kill Ben with hot sauce.
Yeah.
Satan's blood.
300,000 skulls.
That's a lot of scovels.
That's a whole lot of scovels. Uh-huh.
And
Ben is in his Ben? Yeah. Okay.
They were in extreme pain for 20 minutes.
He was our Ben then. Before Adam was our Adam.
Gotcha.
Before I usurped him.
Yeah.
Kicked him off the island. The
dominant. I'll never go to Branson again.
That's fine. That's acceptable.
Yeah.
Branson sucks.
Branson is the worst.
I say that, but if you guys were like, hey, let's go to Branson, I'd be like, okay.
You know one thing? If I ever say, let's go to Branson.
Assume you're dead.
Assume that I've had a stroke.
Luke has skinned you and is wearing you as a suit.
Probably.
We got a really good deal because it was off season for this like family resort, and there was like a mini water park and putt-putt golf and pools and stuff. And you got a bunch of tickets for like free, like for the breakfast buffet and shit like that.
So you completely ignored the fact that Admiral Akbar walked in front of you and said, "It's a trap." Because
it was like $200 for four people for 3 days.
Now that breakfast buffet was phenomenal.
Oh my god! Like, except for that guy. Okay, so this breakfast buffet was set up in like a circle, and like each. It was doubled on each. It was mirrored on each half. So, like,
yeah.
So like no waiting in line type of deal. So, like, I just walked up to it because there's no, like, there's no, it's a circle.
Right.
I was unsure of what a circle was, so thank you.
It never ends. There's no starting and no beginnings.
So, they rob his
eternal breakfast. So, I walk up to the bacon because at this point I was, like, a bacon fiend. And this guy who was next to me getting biscuits or something, he's like, hey, why are you cutting in line? And I was like, you are one person that is not in line. He got pissed at me.
Ben was on a first...
I took all the bacon.
Ben was on a first-name basis with the omelet guy. Every morning.
You know, having connections is important.
Yeah, every morning.
Good resources roll there.
Every morning, hey, Jerry. give me that omelet.
The usual, please.
Man knows his business. Ugh. His business is eating. That's what his business is.
But like, we got there at like 4:30 on Friday. All the stores are already closed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, everything was closed.
Like, it's Branson.
We were walking downtown, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? All these stores closed at like 3:30 or 4.
Branson is senior Vegas.
Like,
without the gambling.
It was gross Vegas.
Senior Vegas.
So,
yeah, we
And I've been to Vegas. And it was gross Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is gross Vegas.
Vegas is so gross.
No, Branson's gross Vegas.
I don't like Vegas.
Branson's not as gross as Vegas is. Vegas is the most disgusting.
Oh, it is.
But it's gross in a different way.
It is gross in a different way.
It's gross in that every t-shirt shop we walked into was
where
like...
New Orleans is gross in the best way.
Yeah.
I love
Vegas is gross in the best way.
Oh, they have that Taco Bell cantina in Vegas now.
That's still not enough of a draw to get me to go back. I'll just bring a flask.
No, Vegas is one of the 18 vacations we have planned for next year.
That's true. It's super cheap to fly to. Out of Belleville.
Because nobody wants to.
Out of Belleville.
Yeah, Mid-America Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's like $50.
It's like 10 miles from here.
I know what it is.
It's, what's the airport? Allegiant.
Mid-America Airport.
Sorry, no, the airline. It's Allegiant.
It's Allegiant, yeah. The only airline that flies out of... The only... passenger airline.
A bunch of fucking made up names.
It's mostly cargo. Or used to be. Not Allegiant. Allegiant's passenger, but there are other
airlines.
My mom lives
3 hours from Las Vegas.
I'm not drunk, and I'll just start planning things, so...
We've already planned this.
Oh, when do we leave?
Are you sober enough to remember?
Probably not.
Oh, Anderman's back in.
Yeah, I literally have nothing else to talk about in this movie.
We're not even talking about the movie anymore, Alex. Why are you coming back to the movie if you don't have anything to talk about?
Band is wound up.
Did he just poop or is he about to poop?
I don't know.
I'm
I don't
confused.
Know if I don't know if he figures out he needs to poop. He couldn't go while he was out there. He's going to come in,
okay.
Run around with a toy to work it out. Then he's going to need to go right back outside. The going outside and waiting for it to happen didn't work. So
listen, he's got a system.
Hey, if the system works, I'm not...
Yeah, if the system works, no half measures.
Peach... So, like, we keep the house at, like, 68 in the wintertime, and Peach is, like, shivering today.
Well, it's been 63 because our furnace was
broken. The furnace went out.
It was wicked
cool. Yeah,
that is cool.
I was heating the house with a boiling pot of water and a space heater.
What is... What is...
Look, I worked it out.
He was heating my house.
He was heating a 3x3 square in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is you were putting moisture into the air. Which was
it was a humidifier.
Which was good.
Oh, I need to get a humidifier.
But anyway, Peach made me put a sweater on her. Like she was
today?
Yeah.
How does she demand? How does she demand such a thing?
At gunpoint?
Does she
like take the sweater and just like?
She like,
got up in your face and said, "Look."
She knew a sweater. She knew where a sweater was sitting, and she like went up to it and sat in front of it, and it was like whining at me.
He's dropped the pretense of the toy. Completely. You want Alex to play with you? Is that what he's trying to do?
I can do that.
He keeps running and he's trying to get Alex to play with him now. Alex knows what's up. You take one step and it's enough. Panda's just doing laps in the kit in the living room now. This is the best audio ever.
Yeah. Welcome to Skanksgiving. Alex is getting some.
He's getting some tail. And he's showing it to him.
Watch Alex. He's going to have to poop.
So I was mentioning to Julie that tonight's the Skanksgiving recording. She said, aren't really Alex and Kayla the only ones young enough to really... That should really be... celebrating Skanksgiving? I said, look, Skanksgiving is always happens at our house.
Yep.
I get drunk at our house and record with other people. Do you really want to challenge how I celebrate Skanksgiving at this point? Because I think it's fine.
Also, in my heart, I'm like a 72-year-old man.
Yeah, you are the old man of the podcast.
Your address is not here, by the way.
Okay.
It's 1367.
Also, my heart's probably the equivalent of a 72-year-old man.
Is that right?
What?
1367?
No.
1637?
Nope.
12?
Nope. That's actually your closest one. No joke.
Is it 12-teen?
It's almost 12-teen. Hold on.
Is it whispering something?
One of my friends is implying that I can't use the word Skanksgiving, but also have a healthy respect for women.
Well, fuck that. You don't understand what Skanksgiving is about, then.
Who's doing that?
You don't know her.
I had to tell my coworkers that today was Skanksgiving.
Skanksgiving is the most magical time of
year. It is the best time of year.
Yesterday,
it's one of the Backseat Producers' High Holy Holidays.
That's what I told them. And they made me repeat it. It was yesterday. They were like, "Oh, happy Thanksgiving Eve." And I was like,
"Did that happen on your Facebook?"
Skanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, this is Skanksgiving Eve, and I had to explain it to them.
And they cried. What is Skanksgiving? Like, what does that mean?
I explained to them about the college students coming home for the first time.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with
the term?
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's like we call this day Thanksgiving instead of we stole a bunch of Native Americans' food and land day. So
Way to bring it down, Alex.
Do I have the bottle opener?
Is that political?
Yes.
I think that's historical.
Shout.
Hold it up to the mic and let everybody hear.
It doesn't make a
noise.
No. I kind of did.
Kind of did. A little wimpy.
I can't not.
Are they right?
I can't. What do you mean, are they right?
Are they right?
No.
What is the origin of the term Skanksgiving?
Do you not know the Skanksgiving story?
No.
Well, I mean, obviously the word skank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But like, do you not know what the holiday celebrates?
It's the biggest drinking day of the year.
That is also true, but not that's not specifically what Skanksgiving is.
Okay.
Skanksgiving,
what it
is when you go off to college.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to come back because your university or whatever closes for the week.
Yep.
Okay?
Yes.
And you don't want to deal with your family.
Yes.
So what do?
You go to a bar.
You go to a fucking bar.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know that.
Binge drink.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's it. That's where you pick up the skanks on Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's the part that they're honing in on.
Yeah. But because they have nothing else to do.
The thing is, you also being there, it makes you a skank also.
Does
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone is there trying to escape.
Everyone's there trying to escape their family.
And they're going to do.
Makes them a skank?
They're going to do whatever it takes.
And that makes them a skank as well.
Did you never think to question what this holiday was all about?
What was that
fucking bar? No, I know what you've told me. What was that
fucking bar in San Junipero?
I don't remember.
Everybody's going there.
No, okay, I understand, but is it called Skanksgiving because you go to a bar to pick up skanks?
Yeah.
Because you are a skank also.
You are also a skank when you go there. Everyone is
because you're going there to pick up other...
Everyone is going there to find casual sex so that they do not have to think about dealing with their family for the next 4 days.
But are you actually considered a skank? Like,
who isn't considered a skank?
Anyone there is a skank. Regardless,
I know you guys are trying to like imply, but to a college age guy,
he's
going out, and do you consider yourself a skank, or do you consider the people you're trying to pick up skanks?
First off, how many racists do you think consider themselves racist?
Is the term skank geared towards a gender?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Generally.
Yeah.
But the dudes are just as skanky.
What does
the dudes are just as skanky.
Probably more skanky.
You're saying, well, does the dude going there think that he's a skank? Probably not.
But then again,
both races don't think they're racist.
Women who were there don't think they're skanks either.
So the origin of the term Skanksgiving is sexist.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so yeah, that's what that person is arguing.
So is any use of the word
slut? That's what that person is arguing.
But as I only if you consider that to be a derogatory thing. Like, I don't think slut is derogatory.
It is.
It's not?
Then
being promiscuous isn't derogatory. Like, but calling someone a slut, that's judgment for their promiscuity. Like,
it's only if you imply the judgment. I realize that there's judgment, a stigma. There's a stigma of judgment attached to it already. But like, the sex positive groups are already trying to take it back.
So
just like Randall tried to take back Porch Monkey.
That's different.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
Is it? Have you guys not been invited to the slut walk?
That's completely different.
I don't know what that is.
Whoa. Why is that different?
If you're taking back a derogatory word, that's completely different.
What?
Kayla's trying to piss on Skanksgiving.
I know.
I don't think she is.
Maybe it needs to be questioned.
No.
No.
Maybe you need to be questioned.
Everything should always be questioned.
Get the fuck out of here.
Skanksgiving!
This is the worst Skanksgiving ever.
So what I learned today is that the word skank is usually directed towards females.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just learn this?
You knew this, Alex.
No, I thought it was like...
He doesn't see gender.
I thought it was like a general term. And the
for
first
what? A general term for what?
The first definition is a sleazy or unpleasant person. The second definition is a promiscuous woman. Oh, God, their example is terrible.
What was the first? Hold on. What are you looking at? The first definition wasn't about women.
Is that Urban Dictionary?
No.
Oh.
The example is the office skank.
Yeah, that's not even a good example statement.
The third definition is a type of reggae music, so that one's obviously not it.
Oh, does that mean we should have had a theme song? What would this Skanksgiving theme song be?
Hmm. Just me crying into a bottle because you guys fucking ruined Thanksgiving for me. Taking away everything.
I don't see Thanksgiving as being gender specific to being derogatory.
Well, if that is the origin of the term, then yeah, that's... Like, if the origin of the term is...
But it's the second definition. I'm choosing the first definition.
I'm just taking the first part of the word. Skanksgiving as a whole.
I'm looking at the first definition of the word, though.
Skank. Hold on. How can this... This is the second Skanksgiving. How can this just now come up?
Second? This is like the this seventh.
Is my millionth.
No, theirs.
This is all of them.
It's my second.
How can this just now come up now?
According to Urban Dictionary.
Because somebody literally just brought it up, and you brought up that they brought it up.
Fucking Elizabeth. Every fucking time. Ruining my life.
Also, I'm not 100% comfortable with always calling you guys out on shit.
Well,
always call us out on shit.
No, it's not that you guys aren't receptive to it. It's just that it's...
That you guys aren't hard. Receptive to it.
No, that's not it at all.
Oh, I'm also not receptive to it.
I'm Kayla's...
No, you're the most receptive to it.
I'm Kayla's anger translator.
I don't need an anger translator.
Quiet, she's getting hysterical.
Dial it back, Luther.
I'm just waiting for that bottle to get smashed over somebody's head.
I tried to get them to do that last night, but I couldn't get them to do it. There are a bunch of cowboy hats at the bar, and I suggested throwing the bottle at them because that is how they communicate, and nobody took me up on it.
I handed you the bottle.
I know, but I wasn't going to do it.
I made Sarah ask some dude where his cowboy hat went.
Oh my god, did you hear his answer?
No.
It was a fast...
I didn't want his answer.
His answer was, it was a fastened statement.
He was drunk.
He was very drunk.
Yeah, I'm not going to condemn him for that.
This isn't working anymore.
Do you need a real shot glass?
Yeah.
It was never working. Can I have that
all over? You don't need a real shot glass.
Thanks. You know, I thought in...
You've thought in?
Never mind.
I listened to your thoughts.
Never mind.
Tell us about your thinks.
No, I can't.
Well, thank you.
We're getting adding to the point where he has to think things through too far.
So no, that wasn't it. I didn't want to have to take a shot.
Contradictory
sound. I didn't want to have to take a shot.
We all get to a point where we have to take a shot.
I've been drunk for too many days in a row for me to get super trashed tonight, so...
Take the shot, Adam.
Swing the bat.
Are you drunk Monday?
Use...
Yes?
The force.
Did I drop a chip, Panda? Yeah. Where were you when I dropped 6 out of the 12 sodas on the floor?
I mean, what was he going to do with them, realistically?
I don't know.
He ran the other direction. That's exactly where he was. That's his move.
It was terrible because they just
kept and then choked himself
going.
On the plastic bag.
I caught 2, and then the third one dropped, and I'm like, oh, fuck, what do I do now? And then, like, 4th, 5th, 6th, oh, gosh! They won't stop falling. Sorry.
Getting back to the naming of Skanksgiving.
Can I have the bottle opener?
You may. Even though you ruined my holidays with your calling me out. And now I have to Google, is Skanksgiving sexist?
Spoiler.
It is not.
The meaning is.
God damn it, Alex.
I looked it up.
We are all sitting here trying to justify how it's not. How do you not know what's happening?
Not all of us.
We all know it is. We're all trying to justify it's not.
I'm not even trying to justify that it's not.
I'm on your
side. It is, and that's fine.
I feel like the way we celebrate it is not an issue.
I think.
But I feel like the term is a problem.
The term is a problem. I don't, but I'm not going to stop using the term.
What if we call it Danksgiving?
No.
Because I'm not smoking pot.
Because that's... No.
I was talking about dank memes.
I'm not using that word.
Dank?
Yeah. That's a dumb made-up word.
Is it made up? Dank?
I don't think dank is made
up. I think the usage of it is made up.
That's a weird thing to get.
It is a weird usage of that word.
Sup, pup?
That word has been in existence.
I'm not saying that that word is not. I'm saying that the way I'm saying that the way that word is being used in modern context is wrong, and I'm not going to use it that way. Because
damp,
because
musty, they're near, or cold.
Yeah, that's not what that is actually what that word means. I would say that a basement is dank.
Mm-hmm.
I could say that a dungeon in a medieval castle is dank.
Sing it.
The castle itself might be dank.
Preach.
Memes? Yeah, again, no.
So today it just means like of high quality.
That's absolutely not what the word dank means.
Yeah, but
no.
The language changes.
I don't have to change with it.
You don't have to, but if you live in a society, you probably should.
I don't have to.
Otherwise, you're going to be walking down the street calling bundles of wood faggots, and you're not going to be liked by many of the people in the neighborhood.
People in other countries call cigarettes fags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're not in those countries, though.
No.
So apparently this started in the early 2000s. So it's been over 10 years, Tony.
I've only heard this word in the last year. Maybe two.
I've heard it before.
Oh, no. There are definitely some rap songs and reggae songs that talk about it.
I don't listen to those.
Yeah. Welcome to the Generational Gap Hour.
Tony yells at us to get off his lawn.
I'm not going to call my holiday, my high holy holiday, Thanksgiving, because that just makes it sound wet and musty. No. That's
wet and musty.
I don't see how that's better.
When you
because
you know, yeah. spelled it out, because, I liked it more.
Because that is sexist. Because men and women can be skanks. Being wet and musty really can be fairly gender specific. Mm.
I don't see how. Kale, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Kayla's good. Kayla's drinking her way through this.
I've got peach and blue flavored vodka left.
There's plenty of cherry.
Whoa. She deleted the post.
Filleted by living.
Filleted by living.
That makes more sense. I don't understand what that means. Unless that word is really supposed to be filleted.
No, I'm pretty sure it's filleted. No,
yeah. Even if it was filleted, that should have been flayed.
But there is a... Wait.
I know,
think
but...
there is a flayed because
flayed
think...
is the correct...
Flayed is the right word.
Yeah.
Filleted is what you do to fish. It doesn't really make
filleted,
sense.
Filleted, kind of different.
You can actually flay someone.
You can fillet someone, too.
If I that's went weird. By my that's middle
weird.
Name...
That's weird.
It would be buried alive by living.
That's weird.
Babble.
You know, I wanted to start calling you David... But every time your uncle replies to a post on Facebook, that name is more tainted.
Did you see?
I know too many Davids that are just like.
Did you see that?
Assholes that I can't.
That thing I shared that was like, do you think your racist uncle is like, oh, I can't wait to see this open-minded guy at Thanksgiving? And then he like replied to it.
I did not see that. Something I did not turkeys. See that. Sorry.
It's really awkward.
About pardoning turkeys.
Yeah, he's about pardoning turkeys, but he's the racist uncle. And he's my racist uncle.
Do you think he knows he's the racist uncle?
Again, I don't think anybody who is racist thinks they are racist.
Oh no. We went over this last night. Some of them know they're
we
racist.
We went over it last night. We went over it earlier today while I was making stuffing. My ex-boss, whom I won't name, but I have very few ex-bosses, so it'd be...
Jesus, calling them out.
Was very adamant about saying that they were not racist.
I'm probably racist.
But
basically, if you have to start with, I'm not racist, you're
she,
probably
she mentioned
racist.
How not racist she was very many times, but...
I'm probably racist. I'm definitely sexist.
Everybody's...
There's no point in denying it.
Yeah, but you can...
About myself.
You can improve...
I feel like I have improved.
You can make yourself aware of it. Yeah, and you.
I feel like I have improved, and by being aware of it, I feel like that's an improvement.
But other people don't.
I completely agree.
Other people are like, no, this is fine.
Yeah, like three quarters of the battle is.
And I don't mind being called out on it because I know that I still am. So I'm not always aware of how I am. So, but I don't mind being called out on it.
God damn it, Tony. Well, I have bad news.
What? I'm not changing the name of this holiday.
No.
Tony, we have to be better.
I don't have to be better about this.
Listen, there are moments.
We choose our battles.
Doing the right thing is sometimes hard.
I mean, Dank is dumb, and we're not using
Dank
that.
Dank is terrible.
I think Danksgiving is
no
choice. No, I love Danksgiving.
How about we use Stanksgiving? Like, you're going to get some stank on your hang lows.
Isn't
that's
that
a hang low? that's
the end of the night of Skanksgiving.
Yeah,
that's if like, you're that's successful.
The goal. Yes. All I can think about now is there's like ABC 5 20. Minutes in. Fucking the interview.
Always be.
Where he's yelling.
G, always be.
ABS.
Maybe close. Oh, be closing. What the fuck?
On your...
You're talking about ABC. Always ABC. Be closing.
I know what ABC is.
Always be charging.
No, ABC. Get the fuck out ABS. Of here, Volt.
I used to work in sales. Stankin'. How many times do you think I heard ABC?
Never in this context.
Close. And that movie quoted, like. I've never heard closing in terms of. Having sexual congress.
You're closing the deal.
You're closing the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You just told me that I've never heard that phrase.
Wait, what? Did I say that?
You literally... Okay. It's on the recording.
I thought you said that you'd never heard it in that context.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Holy shit.
Because I've been hanging out with you for 2 years.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Spanksgiving?
No.
Mm-mm.
Cranksgiving.
No.
No.
I still like Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving. Nope.
Thanksgiving is the worst.
It's not. It's good.
Thanksgiving?
No. Thank you.
Thank you, Nat.
I say we keep using Skanksgiving and use it as an opportunity to explain gender equality and why both the men and the women can be skanks. It doesn't have to be gender specific.
So you're trying to redefine a word when you just ranted about how you don't want to redefine a word.
I'm not redefining a word so much as the...
By the way, your definition doesn't mention a gender.
What?
The definition you gave doesn't mention a gender.
The first one does not.
Your primary definition doesn't mention
a gender. No.
Everyone
definition
knows that when you're referring to a skank, you're referring to a female.
I know.
Like,
I know.
We don't stop calling it Thanksgiving, even though it's about...
Thanks is a derogatory term.
That's true.
Also at work.
But you're giving thanks for an event that was the precursor to genocide.
That's never the implication that I found with Thanksgiving. We talk about this event, which everyone knows now is fictional. It's a narrative that we were fed. But I've never been told to be thankful for this event with the pilgrims and Native Americans. I was told that it was a time to be thankful for your family and the things that you have. And...
Because of the example set forth by the pilgrims and the Indians. That was the line that I was
feeling. I have no emotional attachment to Thanksgiving, so if you guys want me to stop celebrating Thanksgiving, I'll do it.
Listen, we all know I think holidays are dumb. So,
I love holidays.
Holidays are dumb.
I love holidays.
I love holidays.
I love Skanksgiving.
I like that my office closes.
The highest, holiest.
But my office could close randomly throughout the year on any other days, and that would also be just as awesome.
I love holidays. I love having a reason for everybody to come together and
be thankful.
Perform rituals.
I hate rituals.
Sacrificial rituals.
I hate rituals.
Bloodlettings. I love rituals.
I like making my own rituals. But I hate other people's
that's fucking
because
rituals. I'm a Pisces.
Oh, God.
And we are...
So arbitrary?
Sapiosexual?
We're inclined to favor rituals.
If that's how you're going to play it, I'm going back to Skanksgiving.
And religion.
Don't forget to ask for dolphin fruit cranberries this Thanksgiving.
Get the fuck out of here, Tony.
Oh, my cranberries
every
are
year,
dolphin
at
fruit.
At least 12,000 cranberry bog dolphins are scooped into nets and canned. Make this
I
year
made
different.
Sure. I'm a vegetarian. I have to make sure this. I have to be on top of this.
Dolphin fruit cranberries.
Yeah.
I just avoid cranberries completely.
No,
cuts out the
I
problem.
Love cranberries. I love
cranberries.
Cranberries
are so good.
I love cranberry sauce.
No.
Canned, berry,
nothing about
homemade.
Cranberry is
do you like
oh,
anything?
Do you like
mix
do you prefer the jellied
though?
Or the
if, yes.
If we're going with canned, I want jelly
yeah,
still shaped like a can.
Yeah, me too.
And if you
oh.
scoop it out,
oh, yeah,
I will hate
like,
you forever. And you slice it so I see the line. If
yes.
you scoop it
yeah,
out,
you slice
I will,
it on
yes,
the line.
Thank you. If you scoop it out, I'll hate you forever.
I've
it
never
was,
seen someone scoop it out, so I don't know that type of rage.
A friend of mine did that once, and I'm like, what the fuck? I just, like, totally lost it.
You mean someone who was once a friend?
Yeah. And this is true. This is actually is true.
This sounds serious because
this
Caitlin
really is.
And it was, God, if
I,
see I
mean,
you
I was like, I was
stuff.
In full adult years before I even had the buried one. And that's
I have
you won't
okay.
ever see cranberries.
I've
you
never had the berry.
It's not, and I've had homemade, which is good.
I love cranberry sauce. I've never had the berry one.
It's not bad. It's I still prefer the regular
cranberry
jelly.
Sauce is great.
And
you,
like, what is that like the?
Shit.
Mm. I love it with stuffing,
like mashed potatoes.
Mm. Do the whole sandwich with the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the cranberry sauce, and you make
this
a big
year
sandwich
we're bringing because we have to bring a vegetarian entree. We're bringing.
So
Stromboli?
You have something to eat?
Yes.
Yes.
Like you don't do like not milk things, do you?
Oh no, we're not vegan.
Okay, so you can have truffles.
We're doing goat cheese and cranberry. I want to say Stromboli, but it's not really Stromboli. It's in a pastry crust. But if you've never had like,
if you do up here, you can be Frida Kahlo.
I don't want to be Frida. I want to have this thing going on.
It's so sexy.
Are you in your happy place by smelling your own hair? Is that what's going on?
I actually switched to this new shampoo that I really like the smell of.
What shampoo is
me
it?
Me too.
Axe. By the way, I unabashedly.
I have.
And
I
you know,
know
there are some Axe products
I had some
that
I just switched
really
to a new shampoo and conditioner, and like it may have saved my life. It's literally that good.
Is it Axe?
No, it's not. It's way what? More expensive. Than
I use more than one Axe product on myself frequently.
I've.
That's why I always smell.
I'm
gonna
bring
great.
That detangler.
The
it
detangler is
Suave. So good.
Suave
it
kids.
Smells so Suave good. Kids.
It worked. It detected.
But I don't think I can smell it.
I'll smell your hair.
I don't think I smelled it in my
way. I'm
going
to smell your hair now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot less creepy now. Don't worry.
Oh, I care not.
I don't think you can smell it in my hair anymore.
I smell something. Yeah.
It's lust. She What's smelled the lust.
That's fair.
What's going on?
The cluster.
Don't worry about it.
They're Alex, living. They're Alex, living. They're living out their Skanksgiving
just,
fantasies.
Alex, don't make it weird.
Just call yeah. me Teresa Taco.
They're what?
No, the closer I get to your scalp, the more.
You trying to headbutt her back?
So
of
then
her
that's
head.
My shampoo. Yeah, that's the shampoo, which is like a fruit fusion.
Oh, the smelling has stopped.
No. So I won't stop. Like
now, it's getting.
You weird. Don't like people touching your hair?
No.
Oh, what? It's yeah. literally the best thing well, that's ever happened
do
to me.
You like people touching you in general?
No.
Okay, well, I like that.
You notice how, like, there is...
Wish I had nails.
We've been hanging out for, what, 2.5 oh, years yeah. now? You notice how there is, like, a non-zero amount of touching we have? No, wait, hold on. There's a zero amount of touching
like
we have.
I know you don't like
There's
being
a lot
touched.
Of people I have a zero
I'm
amount of
sure
touching.
I shook your hand when I met you.
You did. That might have been the last time you touched me.
Yeah, that might have been it.
I don't like being touched.
I'm gonna go sit down having again. People play with your hair is the best feeling in the
Much
world.
As
I don't care what you have to say.
I agree.
Yeah.
I,
do
I
you, Tony?
I specifically go to a place to get my hair cut because they give me a scalp massage.
They do
massage.
Scalp massages. Oh. It feels so good.
Yes.
When I lived in San Francisco, there was this
and,
one
and
salon.
Like not having hair, it's just you can just get right in there.
Oh.
There's
oh, yeah.
no barrier.
Oh, yeah.
It is the best feeling in the world.
Oh, I don't care. I'll just ask
I
for
love
them.
It.
I'll just. There was this one salon
I
when
extra.
I lived in San Francisco
and
for the happy ending.
And this
yeah.
was,
which is a scalp massage.
Just,
exactly.
just rub the head a bit.
This was like
Use your nails.
Well over
it's
20
okay.
over 20 years ago that I was paying $80 to go to a salon because you got a 15-minute head and neck massage when they wash
oh,
your
yeah.
hair.
What the fuck?
Of course, I had the money
I
at the time.
I can't stop watching this GIF.
Which one?
Which one?
GIF stands for graphic interchange.
Oh, that one.
I'm sorry, are you trying to tell me it's pronounced giraffics. Maybe when I get home, I'll play with my Golden Retriever.
Is that the Between Two Ferns?
Or rent the 2014 hit box office movie, I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I know, for your birthday, I'll give you a gift. Possibly a pet Joltfish, or maybe a Ginny Pidge.
He's so angry. He's so mad.
So, the last time I had somebody else dye my hair other than Kayla, part of the process was giving me a scalp massage.
Did they wash your hair before?
Yeah.
What?
And I'm like cringing in the sink, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, can we just not do this?
What? I know, you don't like it when I touch your hair either.
I don't.
Wow. I love it. It feels so good. Like, I don't even understand. Like, I'm just going to show up at your house one of these days.
Do you have fingernails? I'll pay extra for that.
Can I get a lineup of people's hands?
Can I see some nails here?
I told her. I was like, I wish I had nails so I could just...
You. I'll pay extra for you.
Yeah, like, but it was at V Vegas, and I'm like, can we just skip this? Like, I don't want to...
Well, they charge you $200 anyway.
I know.
What? Jesus.
Cut and dyeing my hair was $200. And I will never pay somebody else to do it again.
Because they had to strip his hair of color. They had to bleach it and then dye it an unnatural color.
Yeah, I'll never pay somebody else to dye my hair again. I'll just ask Kayla to do it. And she can have money. I'll pay her.
Me neither. I'll never pay anybody. I've never had my hair dyed.
I love it when people touch my hair. Like, I like strangers can touch my hair. Like, any, but like, literally anyone.
Nah.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll come over and do it again.
I'll go find someone out in the street right now.
How are those nails looking over there?
I just took them off.
Yeah, you should have fucking seen what she had.
Table's fucking weird. I hate everything about it.
She had like
this is what makes Skanksgiving special.
Kayla had like finger daggers over there.
They're called stilettos.
Oh, you did that?
I had to take them off because I couldn't type with them.
What is?
Basically, they're almost to a point.
They're very sharp,
long oval, and
with a name like that, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. Very sharp, very long.
Like
I couldn't type with them. Yeah.
It was funny because we were playing games and every 2 minutes it's, where is my sword? And it's because she kept hitting Q to throw sword
at her. It was a WASD game. And then Q was whatever you had in your hand, you dropped it. And I kept dropping because I'm like...
She's like trying to fight a boss. Like, I don't have a sword. Where is my sword? And then she ripped them off.
Okay, no, they've all popped off. 5 of them popped off, and then I just ripped the rest of them off.
I understand that.
I got a quick question for everybody. Have we all seen Doctor Strange at this point?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so after Me Before You, we'll do Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Easy. Hold on, we gotta do... No. Fantastic Beasts.
I haven't seen that yet.
I have
yet.
To see that.
You just not going to see it?
I wasn't.
Literally the only
on
person
it.
Who's seen
I
it.
I do want to see it. I just...
Am I the only one who's seen it?
Well, look at you, 1%er.
He's not 1%.
I know.
I'm going to see... Yeah. I'll probably see Moana He's like 20%. And The Arrival before I see Fantastic Beasts.
I want to see The Arrival.
The Arrival looks good.
I don't know.
Which one's...
That's
that?
The Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner,
I'm
going to
see Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
As soon as I can find someone to watch it with me.
I'll watch it with you.
Alexis all right,
someone else, apparently.
Tony, I told them I would not go see it with them again.
Again. He wouldn't go see it again.
Oh.
Wait, go see what?
Fantastic Beasts.
Oh.
That's kind of how I felt it might be.
Yeah.
I don't have any buy-in to the story, to that particular story, so...
I didn't even know it was a Harry Potter thing.
They're planning on making 5 movies out of this?
Yep.
It's not Harry Potter,
it's the Harry Potter world.
It's the universe. Yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
The Potterverse?
Listen, we have to stop talking about
is
this
that what
right
calling
now.
It? I don't know.
Is it?
We have to stop talking about this right now. Otherwise, I'm going to start correcting you. And you don't want me to correct you because I've seen the movie.
I have a shit ton of merchandise.
I don't know what you're going to correct me on. Like, what do they call the world? That's all I'm saying.
I'm Barty Crouch Jr.
That's actually a plot point to the movie, is what they call the world. Because if that's the case, yeah, I don't think
we call this Earth.
I signed up for. You guys know what like the
loot crate,
the blind boxes are.
Yeah, like a loot crate, right?
Yeah.
Is that like a loot crate? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I literally had loot crate for a while.
Right.
But they have one now that is Harry Potter specific. So I ditched loot crate.
So is it every month, Harry Potter stuff?
This one is every 2 months. Okay. Because it's like double the price, and the shit you get in it is apparently way nicer. I've only gotten the first box, and it, like, the stuff in it stuff is way was nice. Nicer. But this first one, I can say this because it's not really a spoiler, I guess, for anybody listening, was all magical beast stuff, which I haven't seen the movie.
Which makes sense, I mean, with the new movie.
Right, they're promoting the new movie, but no Gryffindor stuff.
Gryffindor!
But that's one of that's one of the things with the box is you get to choose your house. So, like, if there
you
is...
You get to choose your house? Shouldn't it just go to Pottermore and tell you what your house is?
It should. You should have to link your Pottermore account.
You should, because it, like, it sorts you.
Well, that's not fair because... And
Pottermore
I can say
was wrong.
I don't think so.
It's not wrong. I don't feel like Alex, you don't get to pick. Actually, you kind of do get to pick.
Yeah.
You can't just tell the sorting hat what you want.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you don't
Oh, you mean, like, every personality test ever?
No, I'm just saying, like canon in the story.
Well, yeah.
just do that.
I bought one for Ashley because she's like...
It sounds like she's super into that.
She's a huge Harry Potter nerd.
Nerd
in the best way.
Yeah, except when you're playing against her in fucking Harry Potter Trivial Pursuit. That's the worst way.
Then you feel the worst.
Then it's the worst way.
Yeah, people
She's
would...
like, who's this obscure character who appeared once?
Like, when I was hardcore collecting comic books, people would give me, like, Marvel Trivial Pursuit for Christmas. Great. That's awesome. Who's going to play? Because nobody knows this shit like I do, so nobody's going to play this game with me. Fuck, why are you giving me this shit?
We have Harry Potter Trivial Pursuit, and that was fun. Oh, that's what we were supposed to fucking bring was the Harry Potter game.
Why? Why
it only
wait,
plays a four.
First of all, it's, yeah, it only plays
that
plays
was
four
it.
People.
No, that was the problem.
Second of all, it's not our game.
Oh, well.
Third of all, it changes as you play it.
Oh.
So.
It's not our game?
No, it is not. It's their game.
Oh, I thought we bought it. Never mind.
Well, there you go.
We did not. All right.
Well, you better take it out of your car. Put it back.
We actually pulled the other day when everybody was over and when Holden was playing games with us. He pulled down Flux. Have you ever played Flux?
Flux, yeah.
Yeah, I did once many moons ago with an aggressive group of people who were hellbent on not liking me and Alex. It was really, really
That's
uncomfortable.
Weird.
We brought Munchkin.
I like
and inviting
you to game nights like that.
We were like... We didn't know anybody else. Well, we knew Stevie, and it was my friend Stevie and a bunch of other people. She's like, you guys are geeks. Everyone will get along. Apparently, that's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah,
So we pulled out Munchkin, and we're trying to explain the rules to them, and they were, like, super aggressive the whole time and, like, super angry with us about, like, all the rules in Munchkin. So we're like, okay, what do you guys want to play? And they're like, Flux! And we're like, okay. And then we're like, I don't understand anything that's going on. And they're like, haha, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
They refuse to explain anything.
We're like,
to be fair with Flux, like the rules constantly change anyway.
There's like two rules at the beginning of the game.
And then those can also be changed.
And then those change as you play.
We were also
But yeah, if they don't
in
explain
a group
that to you, that's
eight, we were the only ones not drinking.
Oh.
So that, like, as the night progressed, like, they were more angry
That's
and aggressive. And there was, like, a huge amount of, like stranger danger, like, coming from them.
There
like,
was some weird us versus them thing as soon as we showed up, and I did not get it.
We're like, we gotta...
We gotta go.
Yeah, we left.
I've only played Munchkin a few times, but I found that, in general, I don't enjoy it.
Really?
I don't enjoy it.
I don't know. I don't know. It just...
It depends.
It's not a game for me.
It highly depends for me.
Like, if I'm really drunk and just playing to fuck around, it's
fine. Oh, yeah.
But I don't...
It's a game I play to enjoy socializing with the people at the table, not because I enjoy the game.
Right. Which is kind of like how I play... when I enjoy playing Cards Against Humanity, it's not because I enjoy the game. It's because I enjoy the socialization.
Yeah.
There's a lot of party games like that. I don't enjoy the game. I enjoy the socialization.
I used to really enjoy Munchkin, but I've had so many negative interactions around it now. Like, different types of negative interactions that, like...
What? Like this one right here.
It's stressful for me to play with anybody.
I've had negative interactions playing it. It's just the game itself I don't enjoy. Like, I just don't care for the game.
We've had fights over Munchkin because of people cheating.
Cheating?
Yeah.
Why bother cheating at that game?
So they mistook the, like, one of the rules is if you can get away with it, like, that's the Munchkin-y thing to do. And people take that with many liberties.
Oh. So they're trying to get away with stuff.
So I had someone...
Instead of accidentally getting away with it because, fuck, I forgot that rule because I'm too drunk.
I was playing with someone...
That was more likely.
Who I had played a really powerful card, and I knew it was in the discard pile. And then they played the same exact card, and I knew there was only one. And I was like, there's no way possible for you to have that card because I just played it. And they're like, well, the rules say that you can cheat. And I was like... But if you get caught, which this is me catching you, like, that's a totally different story. It started a huge argument. Like,
that's shitty.
And I had someone get mad because one of the cards you have to sing, like, to activate it.
Oh, yeah.
They got mad because they didn't want to sing. So it's like, I'm just like, you have to have the right group of people to play.
Especially with a zombie deck.
Are you trying to fight me? Like, what are you mad dogging me for?
Everyone say cranes.
Cranes.
No, first off, I hate fucking audience participation. If the card requires me to sing, I'll sing. But I'm not doing this group shit.
I had to... Mm-mm. There was one of the goth cards.
Lose. You lose.
Game over.
Yeah.
Well, then for I you. Lose.
There was all one right, of the goth cards that said, in your best Bela Lugosi voice, say this. So I pulled up an audio clip from him on my phone to listen to what he said and how he sounded before I said it.
Yeah, like, it's basically just cheesy vampire voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to nail it.
Or all of my Eastern European accents. And half of my Russian accents.
Wouldn't that just mean you have one accent?
That's, what's that fucking game that Scott and Faith have? It's super racist. Like, you get a bunch of cards, and then, like, the round... It's Cards Against Humanity, but instead of, like, the black card is an accent.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love that game. Jesus.
That game is so fun. And then all the cards are ridiculous. Like,
that was a really good game.
That's a really good... It gets super racist, too. Because, like, all you do is just do bad, stereotypical accents of things.
I can't tell you how excited I am for The Secret Santa. I'm really looking forward to this.
I am, but I have no idea what I'm going to get. Even though I selected a thing that allowed me to be a participating member and not know, like, it doesn't tell me who everyone has. I pretty much know who everyone has because everybody has contacted, not everybody.
I have not contacted you.
Have contacted me with questions.
What kind of questions? Which is weird.
What kind of questions indeed?
I know who has Julie. I know who Julie has. She knows who I have.
I know who I have.
I know who
I know that you know who Julie has because she's contacted you.
Yes.
Bum.
Yeah.
Because she was asking me about it.
I have this logic problem, like, fucking Punnett Square situation happening in my head.
I told you didn't.
What?
That you didn't have this figured out.
I didn't. I didn't say I had it figured out.
You did. You told us last night that you had it figured out. You were like, I've got, like, by numbers. Like,
no, I told you that I had...
Drunk.
He was.
I told you. No, because I said, okay, well...
You got to the point where he starts telling you stories when he's drunk that you know you shouldn't really... Put
he's, he's like, I know who, he says. I know who has me because of numbers and
you remember saying
the,
that.
The moon and
that's not on the allowed topics list.
Here's a spoiler. I don't have you, but I'm still getting you something.
Damn it, Tony. I thought about getting everybody on the list something.
When Adam was talking about this, I encouraged everyone
on the list to get you something.
When Adam was talking about this, he was two pitchers of beer and had Taco Bell in hand.
No. It was at Cyberg's.
Yeah, I was about to say, this wasn't in the car talk. Oh, never mind. In the car talk was, Alex, why are you taking this road?
Car talk is serious talk time. Yeah,
because the confusion on my part is... Oops. Or is it the How way? Do you not know where I live?
No.
No, it's there. I see. We do now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now?
We'd only been there once in our lives before.
Yeah.
It.
To be fair, I could probably find it back having only been there once.
I know. We have been to Hoohot and West Olive so many times.
Yeah, but I haven't been to your house.
That's my street!
I didn't know! I thought you lived on a cul-de-sac. That is not the case.
It's because...
Spoiler, everybody listening, Adam does not live on a cul-de-sac.
It's because the last time we went... The first time we went to your house, we went there off, like, part. Ross Avenue.
So that's the way I go, yeah.
We went down, like, 10 fucking side streets or something.
Different. Yeah.
And now, like, I know to get to your house, I just...
Go to Hoohot.
I just make a right...
You go to Hoohot.
Oh, I'd kill for some noodles right now.
Oh, my God, Seattle.
They are definitely...
Seattle. Tony, you would hate Seattle.
Probably.
There's just... You know how, like...
You have to fucking walk everywhere, don't you? And there's hills?
Yeah.
Fuck that noise.
Both of those things. But you know how, like, cigarette smoke used to be the thing here? Like, you'd go outside and just be fucking smoky?
Yeah.
It's that, only it's weed.
Oh.
It's like, weird everywhere you go. It's weed.
Yeah, that was
just,
like...
everywhere.
I went to that concert in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh... It smells like somebody let a skunk loose in here.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that smell? Yeah. Like it had been so long since I had smelled that I'm like literally trying to process in the middle of this concert. Why in the fuck am I smelling skunk in this building in Chicago? What the fuck? Oh, that's what that is.
It's weird being with people who are smoking weed just openly on the street.
Yeah.
Is it legal there?
Yeah.
Recreational?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just smoking it on the street. And like,
is that recent or are they one of the originals?
They were the original. Second.
It was them in Colorado, okay. I think, were the two.
At the same time,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah. I think so.
Same time. Or very close.
It's just creepy. Within, it's like
I think they passed it at about the same time.
Yeah, around that.
Months of each other.
It's like when you were drinking, when you're doing underage drinking for so long that like when you go out somewhere and you can just drink. Or, like, you can just buy beer at the store without using a fake ID or whatever. Like, how it's, like, you're just like, ugh. Oh, wait, this is perfectly fine, but, ugh. Like,
But you're still nervous that you're going to get, they're not going to let you buy.
Yeah, like, or something bad is going to happen to you. It's just like, don't smoke that here. We're in the street. I'm like, oh, wait, no, this is fine here.
Oh, I know, it's okay.
Oh, that's not what bugs me about it. Just smoke bothers me.
Smoke bothers me too, but the smell is just.
Tony would hate
the smell of that is just.
The smell
nasty.
Of weed is.
The smell of weed is the worst. What? I hate it.
Here's what blows my mind about it. You don't have to smoke it.
No.
They're choosing to do that. Like, you could eat a brownie and then.
So, what are the benefits of smoking weed versus eating edibles? What are the pros and cons?
I actually know this.
One, the edibles don't stink.
Yes.
That seems like a good one.
The pro to smoking it is my.
It's instantaneous and it's much more difficult for you to get too high.
Less calories.
Mm. Yeah, I don't worry about that most of the time, in general.
Listen, now that I have long hair, as though this suddenly crept up on me in the last 20 minutes, like, now that I have long hair, I don't like when smells get trapped in my hair, because that happens and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
And weed smell in my hair is the worst.
Like, I don't...
I would rather smell like cigarettes than weed.
If we go to a place that... serves the fajitas on the sizzling skillet.
Oh, you smell like
does the
BO.
Smell get caught in your?
Oh no, I love smelling
in my
fajitas.
Clothes. Oh. Like I have to like when I get home, I have to change clothes. It's like
I love smelling like fajitas
after karaoke at
Double D's.
Shit going on
no,
there.
Where's the?
But what's weird is when I make fajitas at home, I don't get that smell. It's not
why,
the same.
Why is that?
Because I know how to do it.
So they allow smoking at the Dorset Inn. So after gross. I come back from there, I have to take my clothes off and I have to take a shower. Because
mm-hmm.
otherwise...
You're washing off the Dorset Inn. That's what you're doing.
Well, otherwise I fall asleep and it gets in my pillow. And then I smell smoke in the middle of the night.
Oh,
and I'm
I
like,
hate that.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to have to take a shower after I went at the bars.
I wash before my pillows and bed sheets like once every 4 days.
Well, yeah, I'm allergic, So I'm very sensitive to that smell.
You're allergic to what?
Smoke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like tobacco? Yeah. Or
did he not tell you the story about how he abandoned me at some panel he fucking made?
I showed up the panel Saturday morning green. Literally.
I had to do this panel Tony set up for this thing I didn't want to do.
We hung out at the courtyard at Archon all night.
Pre-Sausage Fest.
It was before we started doing Sausage Fest. And yeah, like there was just so much smoke out there and I just inhaled too much of it. It was it was the worst. See, I'm so sick.
I don't think I'm allergic. This is a shot glass.
Yeah.
This is one of those bottles.
Oh, so it is more.
Do you believe me yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think you even poured
that shot glass. Normally, this shot, you don't pour that much. It's like 2/3
full. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think there were a whole shot.
Alex thought to argue this with me.
Oh.
It wasn't an argument.
I stated a fact and you rebutted it?
No, I was like, really? And then I tried
I've already lost Thanksgiving tonight. I'm not getting involved with this.
I thought a shot was 1.5 ounces and I didn't think that was more than that. I thought it was like
Those are 2 ounces.
Yeah. So it looks like it is.
It's 70 milligrams?
50 milliliters.
Milligrams.
Megagrams.
That's a measurement of mass.
Kilograms.
So like I saw 50 milliliters and I'm like, yeah, whatever Megadongs. That is.
Megadongs.
Megadongs.
Megadanks.
No.
No.
Stop it!
You're not taking that one.
Gigadanks.
You're not.
Gigadanks.
I'm going to giga you and your dank.
Your dank.
Listen, I will only accept dank as a modifier to one thing and one thing only.
Memes?
That's Harambe memes. Things. It's Harambe memes.
It was originally a qualifier for weed.
Yeah, dank weed, yeah.
It's also
originally a qualifier for dungeons.
In the context of this group, we will never have that conversation about dank weed.
We might have it about burritos. Dank burritos.
No, we're not.
Musty burritos?
No, we eat a Qdoba and not the other one.
Yeah, I'm dancing it off.
I know.
Take it back.
I know.
Come over up.
Taking it back. Okay. Alex.
It's a dance off, bro. This is why Guardians was the best of the Marvel movies.
Yeah, that's why I'm.
Deadpool
so
aside.
That nobody's talked about the trailer we saw. I have Doctor to see the Strange. First Guardians movie.
What is going on with you?
What are you doing with your life?
Have you seen Deadpool?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's a step in the right direction. Yeah.
Deadpool is disconnected from the rest of that whole thing.
Can you bring me a root
beer? Adam, did you know that there's Golden Monkey in here? Can you bring me one too?
There's also a Bud Light. The Bud Light is actually cold.
Please.
Is it
There was one left from last time you were here.
Oh, Saturday. Did I get Bud Light then?
Yeah, you had Bud Light.
Shit, I don't remember.
You drank through the Bud Light, then you went to the two Golden Monkeys you brought. Okay. I had two Golden Monkeys also.
Just in
case. there's some kind of cider in there.
Ow.
The Smith and Forge.
Why do I have so much beer in your fridge? I have more beer in your fridge.
You keep leaving beer at my house in bits and pieces. So whenever you come
the
over,
the monkey was from way before.
Which one of us had?
I put it in the middle.
If it wasn't from Archon, did you have any monkey at Archon?
I feel like the answer is yes.
I bought you monkey for Archon, yeah, so yeah, you did.
The answer is yes.
And the Smith and Forge.
Does anybody else drink monkey? Do you drink monkey?
I have drank monkey before. I don't drink.
Oh my god, I found it in Seattle. Yeah, I got super fucked on
that. I found it at
Schnucks.
I did my... What?
I found it at Schnucks.
What?
In Fairview Heights.
In Illinois.
Yeah. It was on sale, and it cost as much as Randall's has at everyday price.
Sounds who's like messaging me?
I am.
Facebook is telling you that Tony Mast is nearby.
It told me you were nearby when we were at Qdoba.
Fuck! Damn. I still haven't been.
It told me Kayla was nearby in the car on the way here.
That sucks.
Which was fairly accurate, really, when you get down to it. Alright, everybody check your phones. Phone break.
Phone break. The nice thing is I will truncate the silence.
Not if I keep talking through it mindlessly, though.
Oh, here's something. That's political that I won't mention.
Oh no, you'll have to take a shot.
Oh, I might as well do
shot,
it then.
Shot, 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 okay, shot, politics, shots, shots, shots.
Where is it? I missed it. I think I scrolled past it.
Wait, will it have to be one of these peppermint shots? Because that is less than a shot glass.
It is. I think it is less than a shot glass.
Yeah, it's two of those bottles.
I guess I'm going to have to take two shots then. Oh. Darn it. Jill Stein just raised over $1 million to recount vote.
Nope, $2 million.
Three swing states. Really?
She just closed.
They just closed $2 million?
No, Tony, you brought this shit up, all right?
I did. I'm taking the bullet on this one. That's fine.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, it's $2 million now. So yeah, 3 p.m. today.
So they've gotten
$2 million.
I see now.
I've already given it money.
$2.5 million Nice.
Tony said he's taking the bullet. Somebody get out of Coors Light.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I'm not taking the silver bullet.
That's
no. That's for one thing, like, politics talk might be fine tomorrow. If I show up at my parents' house tomorrow with a silver bullet on my breath, I'm liable to get murdered.
Yeah, that's
that is a mortal sin.
I actually like that their mobile site here actually updates this bar. As donations.
All right.
So isn't earlier, they since were I said like that,
here's the first.
When
half
I did it,
shot.
It was 1.1. Mm-hmm. Now they're at 2.1. Of the 2.5 they need.
I kicked in a bit.
So there.
Alex is providing the 0.4.
I put a note on there for Jill. I'm personally, not, I told her I would have voted for her if
she could have won.
If she had a chance of beating Trump, that's why I didn't vote for her.
Sorry, boo.
Sorry. Also, Wi-Fi probably doesn't give people brain cancer.
Boo. Is what I said.
All right, Tony, are we done torturing our listeners with
this bullshit? Yeah, let's be done so we can play some.
I had nothing.
Some anti-Alex legacy.
Nothing to do with what?
The conversation that was.
I did it. I did it so I could drink.
Yeah, he's taking shots.
Are we gonna play Risk Legacy now?
Yeah.
Oh, what else do we need to talk about?
We're gonna play drinking Risk Legacy. Every time.
Every Lena time Lena, someone. No, every time Lena doesn't attack Tony because she doesn't want to, don't take a shot because you'll be dead.
Just take a drink.
I think she's
take
flicking you off.
She can if she wants, but.
Oh, I need to make a correction.
Oh.
And I need to do this on air. So
you need to make an erection?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, make your correction.
Erection.
Make your correction at the end of this episode so no one will be guaranteed to listen to it.
Right. But I'm going to do it on air so that.
That's okay.
I'm setting a positive example for you.
Wait. Here's what's going to happen. I'll move it to the beginning of the episode.
I was wrong. There are four houses in Ilivermory, not three.
Ilivermory?
Yeah. Whatever.
What the
fuck? There are four houses, not four. Three.
There's Puckwudgie. That's the only one I know.
Do you not remember last night?
Yeah, when I was like, there's only three, and you're like, yeah, there's only three, and I was like,
what the fuck are we talking about?
The houses of
And then here's what happened.
Which is the American School of America.
Oh.
And
that
then here's
like a
what happened.
Name.
It is.
You know what? Yeah, I'll fight everybody.
Then here's what happened. I was like, I don't know enough about this to argue.
Don't fight me.
So I will concede the point.
You know what's weird is you didn't ask me to cite it. You should have just done that, and then we could have crushed
it. It wasn't recorded.
Yeah,
I actually saw a movie this last weekend that talked about Ilvermorny.
I didn't.
I did.
All right. There's my correction.
Do you guys remember when Adam?
I do.
Said he had a correction to make. I don't.
So
said he had
that?
What? No.
I'll wait till the next time.
We're not going to do it at the end of this episode.
It's all right. I'll move it to the beginning. It's fine. I'll put it before the music.
I honestly, at this fucking point, don't remember what the fucking conversation was.
I
just remember this running joke.
Welcome to me listening to every episode after we record it just to edit, to quote-unquote edit it.
I just see things in the chat like a month after we talk about things. Like
especially
just,
Rob just,
yeah.
Like buzzwords and I'm
oh,
like...
Oh man,
that's something we talked about, I think.
We had the longest medieval blacksmith discussion last night. The longest, and then today is like medieval blacksmith.
No, it was last night.
It was last night
we were
at the
talking
bar.
About it.
Fuck, I've drank too much. A scalp massage is ineffective right now.
it's not effective.
Oh, that sucks.
When right. I made him shoot coke out his nose.
Cocaine?
Coca-Cola.
Wait, I was drinking coke.
Nobody's
Alex was?
Coke.
Alex shot cocaine out of his
He's
nose?
He's just trying to avoid Risk Legacy.
No, that's
don't let his terrorism stand.
If he doesn't want to play, that's fine. That's one less person for me to have to beat it.
What was that?
It's Lena's phone. How much have you had to drink?
This is my third.
Yeah, you need to slow it down, pal.
Oh, shit.
This is my third beer.
You start having those kidney stones, man. That's going to be a wake-up call for you.
Holy shit.
Damn, bro.
Damn,
I know that's probably like 700 calories of juice.
700? You think it's that much?
That's like all your calories for the day.
You know they compare
skinny
kidney
man.
Stones to like childbirth.
Oh, this really isn't that much. That many.
Same thing with gallstones.
Well, gallstones, I've been told, is like
lipopins. At 160 calories per serving.
Don't kidney stones require a high sodium diet?
Sugar?
I don't know.
Kidney stones? No, yeah. It's like a high sugar, they probably low
don't. I've never had kidney stones. Don't add that much sugar to it. Because that seems like a lot of liquid for
it's
that.
It's 38 grams of sugar.
Per serving?
How much of that comes from... How much of that comes...
From the grape itself.
From the grape itself. Like, how much... added sugar is to that, because they have to list the ingredients.
Lots, I'm sure.
The ingredients are sparkling filtered water, Concord grape juice, high fructose corn syrup.
So it's not even sugar.
Syrup, I believe.
Syrup.
Yeah, it's the...
otherwise, that's just racist.
The mystical syrup. The sodium benzoate and potassium metabisulfate.
That sounds
the
right.
Sodium benzoate. Of the syrup. Boston sodium benzoates.
I'm sure they wouldn't say it benzoates.
Benzoates. Not benzoates. Benzoates.
How would they say that in Boston?
I don't know, probably with a knife.
I'm going to cut you tomorrow. Chlorophyll, more like borophyll. Am I right?
What?
Damn, boy. Oh, not a pretzel. Pretzels are the devil's taint.
Why do I have to deal with that this?
Is...
What the...
Where did that
happen? How are we letting that stand, but you're having qualms about using the word Skanksgiving?
What's wrong with the devil's taint?
Taints are for both genders. Like, that's not exclusionary.
What? Do women have taints?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. The...
You need to see a doctor. You need to see a doctor.
Is it all just one?
No, there's just nothing.
Are you a Barbie doll?
Not saying no.
So that's all taint then.
You're all taint. Alex, Jesus.
We need
Christ.
To get Andromiark here.
Oh,
to
yes.
Lift all the taints.
Andromiark the taint lifter.
I just feel like it's
you have
physically
a taint.
Fucking
you know,
it's not.
No. It is different.
It isn't.
No.
It is. It's the taint.
It's all the taint.
Yeah.
Where's your
taint,
drawing?
Taint the pussy.
Your drawing
taint
has a taint.
The asshole.
Okay, fair.
Your drawing has a taint.
It sure does.
I
it's,
see it.
It's just below
I
the star.
It.
Yep.
I see it now.
So even if you don't believe me, you believe your own hand.
I do.
Like, amazing. That was actually the first reference I heard to taint.
Is that a woman?
Uh-huh.
What?
Taint really? The pussy and it taint the asshole.
Oh, no. That's wrong.
No, that was the first reference I ever heard to it.
Better not
I've
have been
never heard
me.
That.
I've never heard that before.
Me neither. I mean, I've heard it, but in reference to men.
Yeah, it's always been the balls.
The fleshly fun bridge. The grundle.
Get the fuck out of here.
The what?
The fleshly fun bridge.
The grundle is the
fleshy.
Best.
Fleshly. It's not
fleshy. It's not fleshy. He's A&W.
Damn it, Alex. You need to stop drinking.
Oh, shit. He's A&W.
The grundle is the best.
Somebody needs to drive your drunk ass.
All right, let's be done with this so we can get Risk Legacy out of the way so I can get it off my bookshelf.
Oh.
Long-term goals, people.
Done.